This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday Russia is suffering heavy losses in continuing fierce attacks in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. In his nightly video message to the nation, Zelensky's warning Russia is preparing new assaults on his nation's energy infrastructure. Zelensky's also calling on Western allies to put more pressure on Iran regarding its support for Russia's war in Ukraine. He said he spoke via telephone with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen Sunday and said without the armed Iranian drones that Russia is using, Ukraine would already be closer to peace. Zelensky said in the call he also discussed ensuring continued financial support for Ukraine in the months ahead. Often referred to as Ukraine's greatest living author, Andrei Kurkov says the war in Ukraine, heading into its ninth month, is not demoralizing the Ukrainian people. During an interview with the French news agency AFP at an arts festival in The Hague, Kurkov said if Russia was seeking to wear down Ukrainians, they failed.
No, people are getting angry. Simply, I mean, they're irritated by power blackouts, of course, but they're not sort of giving in and they're not complaining. I mean, they just become even more defiant. And I think this is the way the Ukrainian psyche goes in this war. I mean, you already cannot frighten people. You can make them even more angry and maybe angry and aggressive if they find somebody to blame for this.
Kurkov says he believes he has a duty to continue talking about the Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which he does so in his new book, Diary of an Invasion. Meanwhile, in the Russian-occupied southeastern city of Kherson Sunday, residents were reportedly without lights and water as the city's Russian assault officials accused Ukraine of sabotage without evidence. This is VOA News. World leaders are gathered for climate talks Monday in Egypt, where they're feeling the pressure to deepen cuts in emissions and financially support developing countries already devastated by the effects of rising temperatures. The UN's COP27 climate summit began Sunday in the Russian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh and comes as nations worldwide are facing increasingly intense natural disasters that have taken thousands of lives this year alone and cost billions of dollars. Among the speakers Monday was former U.S. President and 2007 Nobel Prize winner Al Gore, who made an impassioned call for leaders to end the use of fossil fuels that are driving climate change and to not let a current crisis deflect their view of the future.
At a time of turbulence in the global energy markets, the wealthy nations of the world should not confuse the short term with the long term and should not be fooled by the absolute need to backfill the shortage of fossil energy caused by the cruel and evil war launched by Russia in Ukraine as an excuse for locking in long-term commitments to even more dependence and addiction on fossil fuels. We have to move beyond the era of fossil fuel colonialism.
Climate conference organizers say the world must slash greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030 to cap a global climate warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius above late 19th century levels. Democrats and Republicans are issuing urgent appeals on the last full day of campaigning before Election Day. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
With the midterm elections nearing a close, the candidates are squaring off. The Democrats' narrow control in the House and Senate could evaporate after Tuesday if voters rebuke the party amid concerns about inflation, crime, and the direction the nation will take on abortion. History suggests the party in power will suffer significant losses in the midterms. President Biden appeared at a rally with New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday.
You know, there are more than 300 Republican candidates for state, local, and federal office who are election deniers.
Biden is expected to defend the Democrats' record at an evening rally at Bowie State University in Maryland. Trying to deflect Democrats' branding of her party as anti-democratic, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told CNN Democrats were inflation deniers. If we win back the House and the Senate, she says, it's the American people saying to Joe Biden, we want you to work on behalf of us and we want you to work across the aisle. I'm Jennifer King.
A total lunar eclipse Tuesday will be the last for the next 3 years. It'll be visible throughout North America in the pre-dawn hours, and the western parts of the continent will get the better views. It will also be visible across Asia, Australia, and the rest of the Pacific after sunset. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This.